This is Wade Branthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. $15 for fast food workers. Is there more to come? Fast food workers in New York State got some great news after a three-year campaign. The Wage Review Board, set up by Governor Andrew Cuomo, has announced, as expected, that it will recommend a $15 per hour wage for many fast food workers in New York State. The increase, once approved, will stair-step the wage up to $15 over the next 6 years statewide by 2021, and in New York City will accelerate faster and reach the $15 per hour number in 3 years by 2018. This is unquestionably a huge victory for service workers and their unions and their community-based partners like New York Communities for Change, formerly New York Acorn, and the Working Families Party. Hip, hip, hooray! The wage increases will impact fast food workers working in the big chains with 100 stores or more. So clearly, the McDonald's, Taco Bell's, Popeye's, Burger King, and the like will have to pay. Outfits like McDonald's have already agreed to go to $9 now and $10 next year, so they seem resigned to reality. Reports indicate that there are 180,000 fast food workers in New York State. It's unclear how many are employed in 100-plus store chains, but presumably this number would approach or exceed 100,000 workers. The $15 per hour minimum wage has now won favor and is on an implementation timeline in Seattle, Los Angeles City and County, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. The New York plan is the only one that singles out fast food workers rather than all workers in a jurisdiction. Mayor de Blasio and others in New York City continue to argue for the $15 wage to be spread to all workers, not just fast food workers, and this should put some wind behind their sails. SEIU's giant building service local, New York-based 32BJ, has announced a strike for airport-related workers in their campaign for a $15 per hour wage for contractors there, so the fast food mood will be a shot in their arms as well. God and the government should both know they need it. A report from the nonprofit Tax Foundation found that in cities like Washington, D.C., spending $1 will buy only about 84 cents worth of goods compared to the rest of the country, where in places like Mississippi and Arkansas, spending $1 will get you about $1.15 worth of goods. That's a little comfort, though. Bill Lipton, the director of the New York Working Families Party, was quoted calling the wage recommendation a huge victory for the 99%. Given the polarized politics of the country and a huge division between rich and poor, it's worrisome what will happen in the rest of the country, where the fights are still concentrated on winning a ladder to $10 or $11 per hour. We may start having to talk about tales of more than two cities, with the rich and poor divided and the poor and poorer also divided. Little progress seems forthcoming in Congress on enacting President Obama's now dusty proposal for a 10-10 minimum wage, for example. This is a clear victory, but there will have to be many, many more of them before New York Governor Cuomo's words that other states will follow can come true. A victory in New York for 100,000 workers helps the 99% in New York, but that hardly moves a decimal point in the rest of the country, and the 98.9% are still desperate for a raise. Celebrate for the day, but there's a lot of work still to be done tomorrow. This is Wade Branthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.